Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Thursday morning, October 22nd. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hey, everybody. Johnny B here.
What's up, Johnny B?
You know, trying to work on the old golf game, get that swing back in shape.
Yeah, I tried a little bit of that this week, too.
Yeah.
So, here we go. Just what we need, more activities in our life.
Got to stay young busy. Somehow.
That's it. You do. That's right. It's fun, too.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, good deal. Let's get to it. Our sponsors today, Mainstream Marketing, McLean Trailers, Texan Roofing, and Boyd's One Stop. Weather in Galveston right now, 78 down on the island. They're throwing in about a 20% chance of maybe a little stray shower or thunderstorm. Could be possible today. High of 81, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, some clouds, low around 75, east-southeast winds 10 to 15. And then for tomorrow, sunshine and clouds mixed, a stray shower or thunderstorm could be possible with about a 20%. And high of 82, east winds 5 to 10. So waiting on some more fronts. They claim they're coming. We're waiting patiently. All right, tides for today. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. If you like a one tide day, this is your day. Go get them. We have a low this afternoon at 3:34 p.m. at the Galveston Channel. Our sunrise this morning, 7:26 a.m., sunset this evening, 6:41 p.m. Our moon phase is 31%. Currently, the buoy offshore 22 nautical miles east of Galveston is showing 77 degree water and 77 degree air temperature with an east-southeast wind at 13 gusting to 18. Barometric pressure 29.93 inches. At Eagle Point, it's east-southeast at 10 to 14. Water temp at Eagle Point is just under 80 degrees. Same at Morgan's Point. Water temp 79.5, east at 7 to 9, 29.96 on the barometric pressure. So you're below 30 inches and got an east-southeast wind most locations. Some areas it's due east, but other than that, we're good to go. All right, well, let's get launched this morning with the old infamous Captain Bill Watkins over at Sabine. See how he's been percolating. Bill, how you doing this morning?
I'm percolating, but that's about it.
Percolating. Maxwell House.
What kind of week have you had this week?
Oh, I've had a good week. It's been fine. I didn't fish. I got canceled on and both trips. Different excuses.
Well, I think I'm probably in the same shape with you.
And got some nice cancellations for next week already, too.
Oh, shoot. Well, I got about a five-day run coming up Saturday. We'll see how all that turns out.
Yeah.
If it just doesn't come another hurricane, I'll be all right.
Well, you got that one out there in the Atlantic. Hopefully that's the last one of the year. I mean, these things have been spawning like trout. It's crazy.
Well, I hope that they don't say that it's coming to Corpus. If they do that, it'll come right here.
Well, yeah, that's always the case. Remember, Rita, it started out way down there by Corpus. They listed it at every port till it finally hit Sabine Lake.
Yeah, seems like it. Well, I hope it's over for this year, but I can't take that many hurricanes in one year.
No, nobody can.
It just has to stop. Anyway. Well,
said it was going to be busy.
Well, they wasn't wrong about it this time.
No, finally. I remember a couple of years ago they were talking about a extra busy season, and we didn't have hardly anything.
Yeah.
What's the name of this one right now? It's a Cat 2. It's called Epsilon.
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 We're going through the Greek alphabet.
Yes, sir.
Well, I've got fish to catch over here if I could just get the weather to settle down.
Yeah, true.
It's been strange. I mean, we had that stiff cold front last week. Oh, it got blown off the water. Friday, that front come in, and then Saturday, it was still there. I had like five different wind forecasts in an 8-hour period, and all of them were wrong.
Oh, boy.
When we got there, it was popping out of the east, northeast. I mean, popping.
Yeah.
And a bunch of water after that hurricane, a bunch of rain come down to Sabine.
Yeah.
And that surprised me. I should have been keying on that, but I made a mistake and didn't look at the river level. The natives didn't do anything, but
it was
the
Sabine
caught all the water.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the whole lake was muddy.
Ooh.
It just changed within a 2-day period. The whole thing changed. And I kept doubling down on stupid, trying to go further north and find clear water. Finally, I got up there far enough. I realized what was going on. I went, oh, this is not just wind blown. This is river water. It's dirty.
Yeah.
So I turned around and had to go south, all the way down close to the Gulf to find any fish. And finally, after about, I think we caught about 8.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was just, I said, you know what? If y'all have just come back, we'll just do this trip again.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Sometimes it's just a good idea to give up. You can't get it right every time. And, you know, I should have done better, but the conditions just had me trapped and I kept going the wrong way.
Well, you know, when you mess up that amount of water over there and your man's only got so much to work with and the fish aren't in the workable water, hey, fold up your tent and fish another day. Send them home and, you know, make them happy anyway instead of, you know, keeping them out there all day and everybody's miserable not catching anything. Can't go anywhere, do anything because the wind's got you pinned down. So, good call.
There wasn't anywhere to hide. But, you know, right there at the last, we found some fish. And then the tide turned on me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. You know, I said, oh, man. If we should have got here a little bit quicker and things would have worked out. About one out of ever 40 trips, that happens. So I just, you know, I have to invoke the guarantee that we did lose several good fish.
Yeah.
Including
what were y'all throwing?
We were throwing Luke? Little Johns.
Oh, Little Johns?
Little Johns and a fluke copy that I had that's kind of a little pink, sparkly colored fluke. Mm-hmm. So the exact copy of a Zoom Super Fluke Junior. But it's pink. And nobody makes this color that I know of. And the company that made it for me, they've been out of business for, 7 or 8 years. But I bought every one they had when they were going out of business. I bought, like, almost 3,000.
Dang.
At a nickel a piece. That was a good deal.
Yeah, it is.
I've got about 5 packs left.
Man, you've been going through them, man. Good bait.
Well, I'm hoarding them. I use them during the fall every year when they get on shrimp. That's when that fluke style bait just really works. But it's not that much different than a Little John. It's not a problem at all. You can throw that and catch fish.
Yeah.
When they're wanting that shrimp profile where it darts and dips and darts and twitches, you can't beat that no. Little John. Especially when there's a lot of fish out there, a lot of little ones, and they're chewing on it. That Little John's tough as a boot, and you can catch 50 fish on it.
You really can.
Yeah.
Man, I had the same purple one on, I know, for a 2-week period, fishing 3 days a week with it, and was catching a lot of fish with it at that time. And I said, how can these things hold up this good?
I don't know. They got their formula just right.
They do, because the fish still like it. And, I think the more teeth marks and holes you get in, the more scent it releases or something. They just,
better get.
Yeah. Looks like powdered sugar all over it from all the teeth marks, man. That's when I like
it. Yeah, it starts looking like a piece of Velcro.
Yeah.
that's when it really works. Yeah, they just chew it all up.
Yeah, they do.
It'll hold together. I think you probably could split the tail on that thing and get the little fork and tail effect, but I'm not real sure that even matters, I think what matters is that little small profile.
Yeah.
And the way that it'll dart and duck.
Yeah, and the sinking action on it, the dart and everything. And, a lot of times I'll thread it on the hook a little bit deep and then push it on up on there and then tear the bend out of it and just get a little tear behind the hook, the jig hook itself, and that'll put a little bit more tail action on it.
Yeah.
Let it wiggle a little bit better when you're jigging it.
Yeah, maybe, that's a good
maybe
idea.
Maybe put out a little vibration. I don't know. I'm not a fish. I would like to be. I would love to break a bunch of hearts. I'd love to be a huge speckled trout swimming around breaking everybody off. Reverse the tables on everybody. That's it, man.
Hey, that would be fun, wouldn't it?
It would. Come back as a trout. I don't know, as stupid as I am, I'd get caught on the first week.
Yeah, that's probably right. I'd wind up in somebody's freezer.
Yeah, I'd be dead meat. Cut bait on the bottom.
when you get to be in that position, the world would look different.
Yeah.
From your viewpoint up here, you think, hey, I'd be smartest trout in the water. But when you get down there, it might be a whole different deal.
Yeah, I always thought what it'd be like to, be able to think like a fish. But a fish really doesn't think. They just run on natural instincts.
That's right. They just react.
That's it.
A speckled trout is nothing but a cat with spots. they're just like a cat in that, if you dangle a piece of yarn enough around a cat, he's finally going to swat at it.
Sure.
And they absolutely will. They can't resist a lure dobbled around in front of their face. They may not want it much, but if there's 5 or 6 of them in a spot, they're going to react. Somebody's going to swat at it. And then you can key off of that and kind of figure out what action they want on a particular day.
Yeah, then competition between all the fish set in. When you got a, a big school, they're all competing. And
that's right.
The bigger school you're in, the more fish you catch, naturally.
Yeah, what worries me is going down the bank, finding one fish here and one fish there.
Yeah.
You got to do everything right to catch that fish.
Yes, sir.
If you got five or six of them sweeping a flat and you throw that lure in there, the competition factor is going to get involved. And at least one of them, they'll run up to it and swarm around it, but one of them will finally take it.
Yeah, so I'm not going to let him have it. I'm going to get it before he does.
That's right.
Like a bunch Bill, let me go ahead and get my first break in. I'll be right back with you, bud. Hang with me.
All right, man.
All right, you're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 418 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back and talk some more with Captain Bill Watkins. All right, Bill, we're back.
That man has some interesting bump music.
Yeah, he does. That's what I like about him. He's all over the place, man. You never know what you're going to get.
All over the place.
How did Forrest say that? It's like a box of chocolates.
That's right. You never know what you're going to get.
That's it.
Hey,
well, hunting season is in the headlights, man. We got quail starting the 31st of October. So, that's seeing dove season ends November 1st, so that'll get you a couple of days there to double up. You can get quail and dove. And then deer season starts, November 7th? And waterfowl, too.
Yep.
So, here we
yeah,
go.
I got a trip out to Rock Springs planned. To about a 3-day hunt, and we're gonna try to find some axis does, maybe good. Even a buck.
Those are good kibbles, good eating.
Oh, I love them.
Tasty animals.
I'm a member of PETA. People eating tasty animals.
Yes, sir.
At that we hunted that ranch last January, and it was a great trip. Just had a good time out there. It's a little bit of a long drive, but you know, I love that country. The hill country is just really, it's interesting to me. It's so much different than what we have here.
Yeah. Well, Texas is such a, man, you get a little bit of everything in the entire state. I mean, what a beautiful state.
Yeah, it
is. You know, if you're into nature and outdoors and all that, Texas has so much to offer.
It do, for a fact.
The great state of Texas.
Yeah. And if you don't like it in one area, well, you can just move over.
Yeah, move over. Hey, set up shop somewhere else.
That's
right.
Get
what you want.
If you get sick of the rain like we have around here, you just go out west and you can find all the dry you want.
Boy, you can get all that dry and dust you want, buddy.
I'll tell you what, we went out to I flew out with a guy to his ranch out at Alpine. And that was an amazing place to me. And I got all the dry I wanted on that trip. It was great. And up around 6,000 feet, even though it was 100 degrees in August, the breeze was cool.
Yeah.
If you get in shade, it was really nice.
No humidity.
I looked at the thermometer on the side of the house. It was 100 degrees, and I was just as comfortable as I could be.
Felt like probably about 80 here, 78 or 80 here.
Yeah, because there was no humidity.
Yeah.
And any little breeze was just, oh, it was nice. That was, I really enjoyed that trip. Well, that's all the dry you'd ever want. And there's all kind of animals out there.
Oh, yeah. Critter City.
All dads, deer, and mule deer, and mountain lions. And if you got any water, any little water source, there'll be critters all over it.
Oh, yeah.
And here in Sabine River Bottom, there's nothing but water. And the animals are everywhere.
Well, I
but I'm ready for hunting season. I really am. I got to fish some more though. I can't quit.
No,
it's been such a tough year with dodging three hurricanes and the COVID and all that stuff.
Well, I'm telling you, buddy, it'll be a year to remember. You know, we'll be in our rocking chairs not being able to fish or hunt anymore talking about this year.
Yeah, I'm ready to put 2020 in the rearview mirror. And
yes, sir.
And boy, but every time things would settle down, here comes another hurricane.
But we're survivors. It's what we do.
That's what we do.
It's what we do.
Just put a rod and reel in my hand, though, and I'll somehow get out of it.
But the lives we live, you know, there's a lot of disappointments, but there's a lot of bright spots, too, something to look forward to.
You know, you're right about that. I look back over the last 21 years of guiding down here on Sabine Lake, Trinity Bay and East Bay, Calcasieu. I mean, I went everywhere for a while. And what an adventure. And what a learning curve.
Have you noticed, though, the older you get, the more of a homebody you become. You just want to fish your own waters, you know.
That's true. I've
quit, you know, as far as running trips, you don't want to be pulling all over the world and all that. It's something how you change as you get older.
That's right.
I mean, I didn't have a problem hooking up and pulling for 3 hours to go catch fish.
No, me neither. That wasn't an issue.
And now I go, man, do I really want to do this?
That's right. But one thing about sticking to your home base, you can really learn the ins and outs of that area.
Right.
And how it works and what motivates it, what affects it. And, you know, you get your old noggin, which is nothing but a big computer, you get it all full of that stuff, and you factor in all the variables and come up with a plan.
Yeah.
And most of the time it works. It's really, really been an experience. I'd hate to quit. I really would.
Well,
people ask me all the time.
Can't stop, won't stop. I mean, it gets in your soul. You can't walk away from it.
People ask me all the time, when are you going to retire? I just tell them right up. You'll find me dead behind this console.
Yeah.
That's where it's going to go.
Well, I mean, something you love like that, that'd be the best way to go.
Why quit?
No need
in it. I don't see any reason. But, you know, they're doing something over here. For those of you that hadn't been to Sabine Pass for a little while.
Yeah.
We've got another LNG plant.
Uh-oh.
That's converting over to an export facility, and that's the Exxon Mobil. I call it the Golden Pass. It's
right
on the Texas side of the channel, kind of catty-cornered to the northwest of the Chenier.
Uh-huh.
And the Chenier's running two ships a day in and out. They're pretty busy selling that stuff.
Right.
And then they have started dredging another berth, is what it looks like they're doing.
Right.
For a third ship. And there's another LNG facility planned right above Keith Lake Fish Pass.
Man.
And they're actually in the process of moving the highway to the west, away from
really?
The ship channel. Yeah. And then when they get that highway built, they're going to dig a lagoon there for the boats to come in and build yet another plant. Yeah, it's just amazing what they're doing down there. It must be an awful lot of business for liquid natural gas.
Yeah. Well, it's plus, you know, with the Panama Canal bigger and better than ever, and all the ships are going to be coming through that, and they're trying to make as many attractable ports, you know, closer to that, which is, you know, the Texas Gulf Coast.
Right. That's pretty amazing. I mean, I got them over Calcasieu. I guess they got a big old plant over there.
Oh, yeah.
Right around Cameron. And who knows how many of are planned to be built in the next 10 years.
You know, I've gone a while without going over there and fishing at Calcasieu. And a couple of years ago, I went over there and fished with Mark Hughes. and I couldn't even, you know, I came in from I-10. I usually take the back way down the coast, but I went I-10 because I had to stop and meet somebody, and we went down that way, and it was just, I didn't even recognize it. I said, wow, look at this.
Yeah. Yep. I hadn't been to Cameron in probably, gosh, 8-10 years. I'm sure I wouldn't recognize it.
No, it's changed quite a bit. Still got that store, though, where you can drive through and get you a, like a margarita or whatever, those frozen drinks with alcohol in them, like a daiquiri shop.
Hey, nothing like it, right?
Drive through and get alcohol, drinking and driving. I'm going, man, this just doesn't add up.
Yeah, but you still can't drive over the legal limit.
Right. You can't drive intoxicated, but you can drive through and grab a drink. So I guess you just don't drink it till you get to where you're going.
Yeah, if you drink, don't drive. Do the watermelon crawl.
That's it. Watermelon crawl.
Yeah, have fun, you all.
Well,
I tell you, man, that does seem a little odd. It seemed like to me that the police would stake you out and just hang out off one of those places and pull everybody over after about two blocks and say, hey.
Well, it's illegal to drive through and buy it, but it's illegal to drink it while you're driving.
Yeah. Blow in bits.
Yeah.
Blow here.
Amazing. Well, hopefully we can get some fall weather started here. I mean, at least.
Yeah.
At least, you know, get a nice cold front for.
We were having some birds working and normal fall stuff in middle to late September. It was coming on.
Yeah, it was looking promising.
And then in 3 weeks, two hurricanes.
Yes, sir.
Dead center. And so now it's all got to settle down again. The fish are out there. They just, you know, right now it's not all fishable. Just give it another 2 or 3, 4 days, and Sabine Lake will clear up again. The rivers are falling out. The Sabine's falling out. I checked the chart. It's been another couple of days. It'll be down to normal pool.
Yeah, Sabine gets out quick, you know.
It does.
It flows out quick and cleans up real quick behind it. So, all right, Bill.
That's it.
It's always a pleasure talking to you. If somebody wants to call and come over and hang out for a day and catch some fish, how do they get a hold of you, man?
409-786-2018.
Or fishsabinelake.com.
You got it, brother.
Bill, have a good day. Good talking to you.
I hope so. You too.
All right, buddy. See you, man. Take care. All right, that's old Captain Bill Watkins at Sabine Lake. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4:34 in the Bayou City. Let's run up to Lake Conroe now, and let's get plugged in with the rascal himself, Richard Totch, the fish dude. Richard, what's up?
Not a lot. It sounds like we're watermelon crawling this morning.
Yeah, we are. That's right up your alley, ain't it?
I guarantee you, brother. There ain't no doubt about that. No doubt. Goodness. I'll tell you what, yesterday, it about drove me nuts. I'm after them crappie and them hybrids, and them rascals would not act right. Good night, they wouldn't act right. It's killing me. They're so aggravating right now because I can't get anything to get consistent. Nothing. I mean, catfish are fine, but as far as crappie and hybrids.
Yeah, I've seen that floor of that boat covering all them old slimy catfish, man.
I know, but
tasty little critters.
They do taste good. There ain't no doubt about that. Goodness. But it's, you know, it's one of them things. I get on the hunt for everything else, and it just aggravates whenever they don't want to do what I want them to do. And the hybrids are really weird right now. I can't figure out what's going on because I can see a bunch of them. I can't make them bite. And that's one of the reasons I really tried them yesterday is because the day before I was out early, you know, I was cleaning the boat and stuff. I decided to run around the lake a little bit and kind of check some of these little main lake points. I pulled up on this one, you know, I kind of shut the boat off, just sat there. Wind wasn't blowing much or nothing. Just kind of sat there and drifted around. And I actually threw a little crankbait out because I kept hearing these shad popping all around the boat. I couldn't see them, but I could hear them.
Yeah.
You'd hear them just popping. And it was off this long, sandy point. And I said, well, dang, the bait's here. So the hybrid's got to be here. And I went checking them out. And there's, I know there's some white bass mixed in them, but I can't, you know, I don't think they're very dang big. I think there's just a bunch of little ones. And then you can see the hybrids down in there. I just can't get the sunghuns to eat. And that's just driving me nuts. You know, it's, I know they're there. And dang it, I'm going to figure out what's going to take to catch one of them here before long. I'm going to go out bass fishing today, though. I figure I got to do a bunch of stuff today. I ain't got a trip, so I figure I'll go bass fishing this morning and see what they're doing.
Yeah.
Come home, put some fenders on my trailer. On my other trailer, anyway. So, dang, I beat the fenders off on this dirt road all the time. This dang, I do. Good night. This is the fourth set of fenders on this one trailer.
Boy, I remember when we used to put in at the wildlife refuge all the time. They had rough, nasty roads, them old caliche roads in there. We used to beat our stuff to pieces, man.
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. I mean, you can't – I'm trying to figure out everything under the sun to keep them from – what they do is they end up vibrating, and then they crack, and then they split.
Yeah.
And then when they split, you got to take them off. But it's – I've put little rubber washers between the fender and where I bolt them.
Nah, it don't matter.
It don't do nothing. And I've taken lock nuts and put on the bolts and hold the fenders, and that ain't worked. You know, they seems like the bolts stretch or something. And it's like, what the heck? So this time I'm going to take and put them bolts in there, and I'm going to double jam nut them with a lock nut. So I'm going to jam nut them so hard there ain't no way I can get them off if I have to. And I'll just see how that works. Maybe
I'd like to know, why can't the state of Texas make a good license plate? That's the biggest problem I have with boat trailers.
I know!
Is keeping a license plate on it. Because, I mean, after 2 or 3 months, it's already getting splits where it's bolted in, and one side will fall off, and you're just running on borrowed time. Yeah.
That's it. I figured out something to kind of to eliminate that. On my big boat, I've got that one figured out. But, like on my Ranger, the bass boats, they're all screwed to the frame. Those that are screwed to the frame, sometimes they last okay, other times they don't. But the one on the big boat, what I did is I took me a 2-inch nylon strap, and I took that thing, and it cut about 4 inches of it, and I screwed it up there where I'd normally screw those two straps up where I'd normally screw my license plate, and then I'd screw my license plate into that strap. It flexes.
Well, I've tried several different license plate frames, you know, holders coming off the, you know, that back brace on the back fender, whether it's the plastic ones, you know.
The plastic ones don't last a month.
No, and then the big time, you know, metal ones, all that, and it just... But I did figure out how to make these license plates last a lot better. Is just take them off and put them in the back seat of your truck.
That,
and the cop pulls you over and said, hey, what's up with the deal? I said, well, see here, this is all split up. I said, when I renew, I'll get another new license plate. I have to get a new one every year.
Right, right. Well, see, like I say, it was mine. I took that, like, just to take you, I had an old strap, toe strap or something that was messed up. And I just cut 2 4-inch pieces and drill me a hole through there, and like I say, screw it in there, and that way it flexes the whole time. You can't rip it. The only problem I got is it flexes so much I wear the corners off of it where it hits the trailer. But I mean, what the heck, it's still there. I haven't lost one in years. Years ago I kept thinking, somebody keeps stealing my dang license plate, and that's all it is. It's just some dang old plastic frames go snapping off. And that was my solution, a little nylon strap. I mean, I do the same thing on, like, igloo coolers or any cooler. I mean, you take a cooler, the latch is always break. Take you a little strap, a little ratchet strap. People got thousands of them laying around. Just cut you a little chunk out of there. Heat the ends up, screw that strap on there, and then cut you a little slit in. There's your latch.
Makes good hinges right there.
It does. Makes good hinges.
And those won't wear out and crack and break like in plastic ones.
Yeah, that's a poor man way of doing stuff, you know, kind of like the way I got my everything set up.
Maybe they ought to sell them like that. That's what they ought to do.
That's what they ought to do. There ain't no doubt. But then they last too long. They can't sell parts for them.
Well, that's true. And you go down to a local box store and buy a parts kit for an Igloo cooler. You might as well just go ahead and get you a new one.
I know. I got dang many hinges and stuff out here because I bought those little parts kits before. I thought, you know, but you're buying the same old thing. Now, there's another one. They've got some other parts kits. They got stainless hinges. I got a few of them around. And they, you can't hardly find them. The ones with stainless hinges,
yeah,
those are the ones that are hard to find. But I probably got a half dozen left of the stainless hinges. Now, I ain't got any stainless latches, but the hinges are, there. There ain't no doubt about that, because I got so dang many coolers laying around, and I lose half as many as I got. And then most of them get messed up because I try to put fish in them or something like that. And then next thing you know, lids broke off of it and everything else. But it's all good. It ain't no doubt. It's all good.
Well, that's why we're supposed to buy a Yeti and all these high-dollar coolers. But, hey, when you fill them up with fish, man, you need a forklift to unload them out of your boat. They're so heavy.
You know, Mickey, I can tell I'm getting old because I can't even hardly lift one up without anything in it.
I know.
That's what happens when you get older. You get weaker. And, I can tell I'm getting weaker, you know, physically. As far as being able to pick up them big old heavy coolers, I can't do it. You know, it's especially when you load them down with something.
Yeah.
I mean, good night. You start loading them things down, it takes four people on a forklift. I mean,
yep.
It's good night. It's just, and the big ones especially. You know, now they're great, but I've got an ice machine. That's the way I look at it. I can fill up with 600 pounds of ice a day if I need to.
Well, for the price of some of these coolers, you can buy a lot of ice for that.
I know. I mean, great, they're great products if you're out, you know, if you're out, say, like ranchers and stuff like that, mm-hmm. out there in the out all day long, you know, and you're not able to get back to the bank or out on the water. Most of the time you don't need it like that. But on the... You know, out there, now salt water out there, if you could store more in them big things, they hold ice a lot longer.
No doubt.
I have never figured out how in the world when I take and leave my house and I go down to salt water with a cooler full of ice, it lasts half as long down there around that salt water as it does around here. I ain't figured that out. That's just the weirdest thing. No matter what I do, I ain't got one of them big coolers like that. But no matter what I do, I can leave here, have a cooler ice sitting right here, go to the coast, have that same cooler ice in the back of my truck, come back, the one here still be half full, the one in the back of my truck will be full of water. I mean, it never opened it. That's the weirdest thing. I ain't figured that stuff out anyway, but that's like salt. You know, salt water and higher oxygen levels in salt water too, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't realize that either. You can look at the foam behind the boat whenever you run it. When you run across a freshwater lake, it doesn't do the same thing as it does in salt water.
Right.
You can look at your prop wash as you're going through and on freshwater, you can see bubbles, you know, big bubbles.
Yeah, you leave a lot better foam line. You can just tell how the salinity of the water by the foam line you're leaving, no doubt.
Yeah.
Richard. Well, hey, good luck bass fishing today, buddy. I'm going to head down to Matagorda next. But if somebody wants to call you about getting up and coming up to Conroe and doing some fishing.
Well, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right, buddy. Well, Richard, have a good day. I'll talk to you Saturday. Catch them up, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all have
right.
fun.
Thank you, Richard.
All right. Bye.
That's the Fish Dude, Richard Totts, the rascal himself. All right, let's head over to Matagorda now. Let's check in with old Charlie Paradosky this morning, see what he's up to. Charlie, good morning. What's up, bud?
Morning, Mickey. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, same old, same old. Fighting this crazy 2020.
Yeah.
Weather-wise. It ain't good. Fishing just up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
you know, whoever thought the water temperature toward the end of October would, you know, be 82 degrees. It's crazy.
Now, you'd think not, but it is.
Yeah, it's, you know, fishing is just not good right now. You know, everybody's not catching them, and very few are. You know, the red fishermen are still pecking on their redfish. That's
right.
Not hot now. But I think Sunday was the last really good day over here where everybody caught them.
Right.
And it's just been a pecking motion ever since.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think fishing better late in the afternoon than it is in the morning. You know, with that strong outgoing tide, but you know, most people want to go in the morning, so that's what we do.
Well, people are busy, you know. They always look at you know, early fishing when when they really know afternoons would probably be better, but they got so much going on that they got to get their fishing trip over with and then go take care of other things. So.
That's right. And I think these fish are also waiting for this election to be over with to start biting them.
Yeah.
Like the rest of us.
I'll be so glad to get this behind us, get it over with.
Oh, my God. It's definitely been a strange year.
That's been a year to remember.
Yeah. I waited yesterday. We caught about, I don't know, a dozen, 15 fish, and that was just a hard grind.
Yeah.
You know, nothing easy.
I don't tell everybody something, because y'all got a lot of fish over there.
Yeah. I think we do, anyway. I think we still have some left.
Yeah, Hillman came over there last week, and he said, man, I sure wish it was like this at home.
Yeah.
He said it's different as night and day.
Yeah, I think I saw him Monday out there.
He said he saw you.
Yeah. That was a tough day for me. Day before, they ate like hell on Monday. I couldn't get them going.
Well, a tough day for you is a good day for us. Oh, Maurice and Bob caught some nice fish the other day.
Really?
On hot rods and topwaters, yeah. They, I don't know, they didn't have it about 12 or 15 fish, but, man, they were really nice ones. Best catch I've heard of in a long time.
Mm.
I was glad for them.
Yeah.
That's two really good fishermen right there that put a lot of time in. And, I kind of gauge what fishing's like by what they catch a lot of times.
Yeah, that's from leading a stress-free life right there for them too. Jesus.
They're retired, but their job is to target speckled trout.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's a tough job they got.
Yeah, it is. It's tough, man. Poor guys.
Yeah. Well, the water's in good shape over here, Mickey. It's just too warm. We need some fronts, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out all that stuff. But supposedly we've got a good one coming the first part of next week.
Yeah, but there's one that's going to be better than the other. Let me look at the extended forecast again. It was I think it's going to be, it's the one coming in Friday. We're going to get temperatures down in the, we've got that, wait a minute. You got a weak front coming this weekend, Saturday, and then you got a stronger front on Tuesday next week.
Right.
And then you have another one coming in on Friday. So you're going to get your temperatures, your lows at night down in like 59, 61, 62, maybe a little bit warmer along the coast, but that'll help cool the water.
Yeah.
And the highs are only going to be like 69 to 71 for about 4 days. Now, this is what they promised us a couple of weeks ago. We never did get that.
I know.
Kind of petered out.
Yeah. Yep. That it'll be welcome if it happens.
We'll take it. And that's when y'all really, really shine over there, is when your water starts dropping and, you know, it gets cold. Those fish over there love that cold water.
That they do. But the Colorado River's full of fish, too. They're catching them at night.
That's good.
You know, more so than the daytime. They tell me that buckets of shrimp jumping out of the water all night long under them lights.
Oh, man.
So.
Well, them trout are going to be there where them shrimp are thick like that. They're going to get on them shrimp.
Yeah.
Birds working at night out under the lights.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Well.
We'll get it going.
Oh, I know you will. Have you started catching any of those big sand trout?
A few.
A few?
A few. You know, there's a lot of sand trout out there. There's a few of those Gulf trout mixed in with them. But, you know, that comes with the frumps. It usually starts in you know, November, December.
Right.
That's when they really stack up in there. I guess they come in from offshore. I don't know.
You know, I know those Gulf trout do.
Yeah. It's been several years since we got a bunch of them in there, but maybe they'll come this year.
I'm trying to remember. It wasn't that long ago. Y'all had one winter that y'all were actually targeting them, you know, catching them because they were like 2-pounders and big Gulf trout.
Yeah. Catch 30 to 50 a day mixed in with your trout reds.
That makes for a box of fish when you can put that in there with the reds and the trout. That's a good table fare, too, man, them Gulf trout.
Yes, it is.
Especially when they're big like that. That's good stuff.
Yeah. Easy to clean, too. Firm meat.
Yeah.
Yep.
They really are. They don't get all soft and spongy like sand trout.
Yep.
But you got to really take care of them sand trout. You know, if you're catching some good ones, you got to get them on ice and pack them good so they don't get all mushy.
Right. Right. When you fillet them, you got to put some ice in the bucket to chill them down.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Boy, that's old school. Remember we used to do that? We'd have that slush ice in a bucket, and water, throw those fillets down in there and let them soak while we're cleaning fish.
Yes, sir.
Pour them out, bag them up, and send them home.
Yeah.
Oh, well. All right, Charlie. Well, hey, if somebody wants to get with you, get over there when the weather cools down and get on them good. How do they get a hold of you?
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Always good, man. Have a good day, and I'll talk to you over the weekend.
Take it easy, Mickey.
All right. Thanks, Charlie. See you.
Bye.
All right. That's Charlie P. in Matagorda.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.